looks like we still have some people coming in. I'm actually surprised to see this many people here. Because, LTI seems to be all the rage, rave and rage, I guess, this year. So, it seems like there's a lot of sessions on LTI. How many people here know what LTI is? Okay. Well, this has nothing to do with LTI, so I think you guys are in the right place. We won't go over it. I hope everybody's enjoying their stay in New Orleans or New Orleans or however you want to say it. And I just to get some feedback from you guys. How many people here are developers? Okay. What about system administrators? All right. Looks like we have a few more system admins. So I think that's good. I won't have to be up here sweating about, XML and getting into the nitty-gritty stuff. We're going to talk about this building block. And how many people here have done building block installs on their system? Okay, cool. Well, this is a building block. So I had a guy come up to me and ask me, what is it you're presenting on? Are you presenting on the course evaluation thing inside of the course? And I said, no, this is the building block. So this isn't the course tool link that's inside of every course that teachers see that, has course evaluations where you can run reports and that kind of thing. Well, let's get started. I'll try not to bore you too much, but just so you know what to expect, this is the agenda. And in a lot of cases, when you start talking technology, there's always a need there's always a need, and the technology is kind of driven by the need. So I'm going to give you the processes that we had before the building block. Wow. What is that?
It's a freight train.
Voodoo.
Freight train.
I think I'm going to come down there with you guys. Well, okay, we can do this in the dark. Or not. Okay. Okay, so I want to show you what we had in place before the building block, so you kind of know, give you some context. And then we're going to go through the building block, how to download and install it, configure and how to use it, and then maybe some future plans, and also we'll end with questions that you guys have. Okay? All right. So this is the most text you will see. I try to use images, but I felt like I should put some verbiage in there to show that, I can write English and stuff. So the first column here is resources. So you can see that before the B2, the building block, we had several resources. We had our department chairs, our system admin, a support user. This is the guy that would talk with the department chairs. And we also had an SIS power user. That was somebody who could get in there and do some database queries and that kind of thing. And then after, we have the system admin and the department chairs. So we've reduced some of the resources surrounding course evaluations. Now, the next column, we have the getting started. I'm not really going to read through all that stuff. You guys can read that, hopefully. Is it visible? Can you guys see that from the back? Okay. So the big thing to note here is that every semester we had to do this on the process before the B2. Now we have kind of this, let's get things set up, and then, you know, we don't touch it. We don't mess with it anymore. Less work for us. Okay, and then the reporting, well, you have to, if you run course evaluations every semester, you have to report every semester. So we did change the way that happens, though. So let's get off this slide. And so I promised you images. So here's your Sally. How many people here know SpongeBob? Okay. All right, so we got Sally the squirrel. She gives the she's the data expert, so she queries the SIS. Now this is before the building block. She would query the SIS, get the courses that we were supposed to evaluate, because we don't evaluate every single course. We had to select these courses to evaluate. She passes that off to Patrick, who has to do some data cleanup, and this is just a spreadsheet. And then Patrick has to talk to the department chairs, which are the crabs. Now, how many people here know the Muffets? Nobody? The Muffets? This has been bothering me. This has been on my mind for a few days. I can't figure out what are the little Muffets that go me beep beep me 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 me. Does anybody know that? Okay, you'll have to. Okay, I'll have to go YouTube that. So, but anyway, I can imagine that's what that process is like. So, it's an email communication, or was an email communication, but. The next step is that Patrick gives, he's got his CSV that he's cleaned up and it's pretty and it's ready to go. And now he has to pass it off to Squidward, who converts that to IMS XML and then creates a bunch of stuff in Blackboard. So he passes that IMS XML to Blackboard and it creates courses, memberships, all that stuff, and copies from a template. Kind of messy. After that, we'll go to the evaluate stage. So students have to take their evaluations, right? We hope. And finally, after that's done, Patrick has a very sad face here, because this was a painful process. He would export out the data from all the Blackboard assessments, pass those off by email to each individual department chair. Now, he would use Respondus some, the Respondus tool, to help with that, but it was a painful process for him. So, we're done with the old process now. What we wanted was this. We wanted the department chairs to be able to do their own thing with Blackboard, a self-service model. And so you don't see all the arrows pointing to Patrick now creating a bottleneck. And that's how this idea or this building block came about. I guess I'm SpongeBob. I'm not. don't have the red tie, but okay. All right, so now let's get our hands dirty a little bit. How do you install this thing? Well, we decided that, hey, this is a cool tool, so let's let other universities try it out. You know? So there's actually a Ocelot page. How many of you guys here know what Ocelot is? All right. So you can go out there and download. There's tons of building blocks out there, and this is just another one that's sitting out there. Let's see if this link works. Okay. So just to show you, I didn't, you know, like, I'm not trying to trick you or anything. Here's the actual page. There is a video you can watch. So I don't want to get, you know, my face really red and embarrassed because I am speaking in this, and you guys can watch this at your convenience. But this is the page you would go to get the building block. Okay, so in all respects, you guys know how to install building blocks, and you know, it's like every other building block. You go install it, with the exception that you need to do this. So you have to change the global settings. Can you guys see it down here at the bottom? It says prompt each time a building block wants to create custom database objects. You have to make sure that's checked. Or you can do allow any, but I for security reasons, I'd probably do the prompt each time so that you're at least notified when you install the building block that this building block is creating custom database objects. Okay. All right, so you've got it installed, and now you want to configure it. So you, just like all other building blocks, typically have a settings page. So you go to the settings, and this is the page you would get when you go to the settings page. Now there's three links up there. The first one says configure building block. The second one is manage global variables. And the third one is set up evaluation templates. We're going to dive into each one. So the first one is configure this building block. Here we have some text that you would see in the module. Now, I'm going to try this out. I know demonstrations sometimes make people cry. So I hope this works. But this is our Blackboard environment, and I'm just going to show you a little bit of the tool or the building block on there. So these boxes are called modules, and when you install the building block, you get modules that come with it. So you get the course evaluations module and the course evaluations management module. Now, the course evaluations module looks like this. There's no courses under that because, well, this is a test, and I'm not a student in any courses that have evaluations, but you should expect to see courses under that if you're taking a course that needs to be evaluated. But what I'm saying here is see that text there, the yellow text and all that? That is a result of what's in this box here. So you can kind of customize your module and have it say, whatever you want it to say to the students. And then you have log level. And the third option there is, at our university, we use the section merge tool. So we had a need to evaluate merged courses and handle that process. So that's, you guys can use that at your own risk if you want. Now, the next link on that was manage global variables. Now, the idea here is that you can have a variable like term, and you set it in one place, and then you update it each semester. Right now, it's set to 2012-60. 2012 is a year, and 60 means fall at our university. 10 is spring, and 30 is summer. So this says term is 2012-60, and we can reuse that in other places, like the templates. So this is the more interesting part, probably, and this is where the admins can edit a template, and then the admin can delegate out access to other users that aren't admins to manage the template. So you're kind of, here you go. Here's your template. Don't bother me anymore, please. So if we go into edit template, there's template permissions. That's where you delegate out the access. There's a name and description. And remember I told you the term was used, so that right there gets turned into 2012-60 in the those two boxes there. The top one is include pattern, which is the course ID. So we would include any course ID with that pattern. And ASTR just happens to stand for astronomy at our university. And then we're not excluding anything. I'll come back to that in just a second. But here's the permissions. We can add new users. And then you can delegate out building questions for the template. These are the questions that the students see. You can delegate out a reporter. So who gets to see the data after the evaluations are done. And then you can also delegate out starting instances of your template. And what do you guys think an instance might be? Well, and I guess that was rhetorical in a sense, but an instance is a start and stop date of a template. That's kind of like, let's run this template for this amount of time. Students submit their data, then we stop it. And we do it, we repeat the same thing the next semester. So we have instances at our university, we'll have an instance for each semester. So you can delegate out the access. That's the important thing here. Now, I told you I'd come back to the include and exclude pattern. So, for example, these little parentheses are wildcards. And so that's showing you if these courses had existed in the system, you know, and they had this course ID, then they would be in the include list because of that one line. And then the exclude, you know, you have the same thing. So we would subtract out those two bottom ones from, if there were any students in those two bottom courses, then they wouldn't have evaluations for this template. All right, so at that point, you as administrator have done all this. Now you just need to set up the module that students see, and you're done. For the most part, that's about it. what you have here is the managed template. Now, this is what the users that you delegated would see. So this would be a user that has all three permissions. They can manage, they're a builder, they're a reporter, and they're an executor. I need to get that on my name tag. Just instead of Blackboard system admin, it's just an executor. That's a cool. Okay, so system admins, there's a note up there that system admins kind of get to see everything. They're a system admin anyway, so you don't have to delegate out access to yourself. All right, so here's an example of the questions. So if you want to build a question, you go to add new question, and you get this list of questions that will be in your evaluation. And we tried to keep it simple. We didn't want we didn't want people creating these overly complex questions. So we thought, let's think of question types and offer that to them as a drop-down. And so some of the question types are agreement, do you agree? How much do you agree? And you get, one through five or something like that. Satisfaction, how satisfied are you? A comment is always, if you just want a place for a student to type stuff. Quality, good, bad, and there's ranges. We don't just have good and bad. So, yes and no, that kind of thing. And for each question type, you can have a feedback area. So that just puts a little text box below the question where a student can type extra stuff related to that particular question. Okay. Now, I'm still in the manage part, but I've switched from question builder to reporter here. So I went to the report link, and notice there's several instances there. They have a start date and an end date. They have the number of replies. That just aggregates sum of all the replies. The number of courses that were evaluated there, and I can't read that last line, but though the number of instructors that were evaluated. So let's say I'm a department chair and I come into this and I click download report PDFs for that instance. I get a zip file to my computer which has PDFs for each course, and you can see that the PDF files are named after the course ID. Now, what you might say, well, what does a PDF look like? Here's an example of a PDF file. I kind of scribbled it out, the instructor's name. I didn't want you guys to start harassing the instructor or anything. But this is an example report, and it shows the question, and then it has the little bars of the gauge and the percentages at the end. Now, how many people here are developers? You might find some humor in this. When I first wrote this, I didn't do a number formatter, so I had my decimal place out to like 12 digits. So, I formatted it to where you only have two decimal places now, but it did have like 12, so... somebody had to tell me, hey, this is not really quite right. That's too many decimal places. Okay. All right, so I showed you a while ago the module that you could put on you can put on any tab you want. You're the system admin, so I want to put this on the front page or over on the courses tab or wherever. We display ours on the front page, and it's yellow, because we want students to see it. Look at me. You have evaluations to take. And then you would see the course, any courses that you need to take an evaluation. And so the student would click on that, and they would get to take the evaluation. And that's what they would see. A list of questions. They can check whatever they want. There's a yes-no question on number 2, and it has a little area for feedback. Right now, you have to you control the availability of that module.
Okay.
So
you have to like turn it on 3 times a year. You're okay.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't want it staying out there all year, exactly. So you would just go and turn it off. I usually just go and say available no, and then when it's time again, I just go back and say available yes. At our university, we don't give anybody executor rights because we want to run evaluations all at the same time. So we actually go through and start each one every semester, and then we stop each one as well. Actually, Patrick gets to do that. Yeah, and it usually takes him about 5 or 10 minutes. No. It could be that way. We have that option, but just so we have more control of when we start evaluations and stop, because we don't want a student seeing a nursing evaluation in the middle of the semester. And then 5 weeks later, oh, here's this biology one, and that could get confusing. So, but we did have a department, nursing in general, that runs evaluations at different times than the other departments. So that's why we have that ability to stop this template and start this one and make it modular, because instead of saying, here's the big button, start every single template, it gives us more control on which one we want to run.
One template for each template is modular.
Do what?
Have each template then a separate module?
No. The module shows the courses to the student from every template that's running. Each template, we assign a template to each department. So the biology would get their own template. The math would get their own template. Because at our university, we don't have one single set of questions that we ask every student. Every department gets to come up with their own questions. So in the module that you saw, every student sees this one module on whatever page I choose to put it on, and their courses show up underneath that need an evaluation.
This module is displayed system-wide.
Well, it's a module, so you can actually determine who you want it to be displayed to under the properties. You can pick the roles. And here I've said, there's no reason for teachers to see this module. So I've said only students, only people in the student role get to see this module. So you can apply those institutional roles to determine who gets to see this. Yeah, and that does happen. And that's something that to work around that, we actually created a CSV feed, a snapshot feed of just the list of students, and put them into a role, and then displayed the role to just those students. Right now, this thing isn't running, so I mean it's off. You can see the system availability is off, but that's what we did in that case, is had a role specific. Now that brings up a good transition though to the next slide of things that could be improved on. I don't want to trick you guys or anything like that. This isn't, you know, the best solution or the most perfect thing that you'll ever see. So that there is room for improvement, and that's one of the things is integration into the community system, to where we know the students that are taking evaluations. Why not just automatically put them in the institutional role, and so you guys don't have to. So nobody has to go out and create a snapshot feed and put people in roles. You know, why not have the building block do that? So that's one area that could be improved on. I don't have a lot of free time. So, and I hate to call him out, but my boss is actually sitting right there. So you guys can look at him and point fingers if you want. I'm gonna get hell for that later probably, but but here are some cool things that would be nice. And so copying templates. You know, right now you have to create templates, and there's no good way to, if you already have a template and you just want to make a clone of it or something, it's not there. Deactivating the evaluation links. That was a suggestion I got from another university. And so if a student's already taken a link and you don't have the multiple attempts allowed item checked for that template, then, you know, well, you would think once they've already taken it, why do they still need to see that link? So, but preview questions to students. So if you're a builder and you're like a secretary of a department chair and you're building out these questions, and you think, well, I want a student view. I want to see what the student sees. That's not there. There's been some requests for additional question types, like a customizable multiple choice. That would be, you know, in your question, you have your question, and then you'd have these items, and you can actually pick the text there. Instead of I'm very satisfied, kind of satisfied, you could say, you know, blue cheese or whatever you want there. Inapplicable, we apply this because at our university we're required, but somebody at another university said we don't like that, so make it an option, please. So when you say yes, no, inapplicable, they want it to just say yes, no. They don't want the student to be able to choose inapplicable. Branch question is some logic. So if I select yes to this question, I want to have a different experience. I want to see these sets of questions. Then if I select no, I'll see these sets of questions. The reporting, you know, it's PDF. I use the, for the developers out there, I use the iText library to create those PDFs. That's an open, I mean, you can go and look for that on Google. But that's really the extent of the reporting is the PDFs. It might be cool to have some HTML5 in there with some, I don't know, you can put some D3JS in there or some prototype and make some cool looking graphs or that kind of thing. Now, I just recently found out you can do rendering hooks. So anybody here know what a view rendering hook is? I didn't until a few weeks ago. This is a rendering hook is, you can actually put in your own code. You can put in your own JavaScript or your own HTML or whatever, and kind of sneak it in to the Blackboard system on any page. So I got an idea. Well, maybe instead of having this module that students have to look for, maybe we could, I haven't tested this out, but we could have where you just go as a student, I want to go to my course today, and I click on my course and bam, you need to take an evaluation. So it kind of engages the student more, and hopefully you would get more feedback. You would get more students taking evaluations. And of course, the details on that, like you might have them where they can skip, okay, like, oh crap, I gotta take a test in 5 minutes, I don't have time to do this evaluation. So some of those details are fuzzy, but that's another idea, is another way to get to course evaluations besides that module. And then somebody asked a question, I think it was this lady, about, do we have to start each template every time? So that's that bottom line, is have one place where we can just kind of, if we wanted to, we could do a select all and then hit, start, make it simpler for people to start templates. The backend stuff, that's there. I won't talk about that. But so, are there any questions? Okay. Yeah.
You mentioned about the disabling the link if a student had already taken it as a feature. I'm curious, what happens right now if a student clicks on the link and he did already take it? What does he? Can he take it again?
Well, there is an option. For each template, there's this option that says multiple attempts allowed. So if that's checked, then they can come back and revisit an evaluation and change their answers. When we built this, we had it spec'd out to do that, but then we decided, well, actually, that's not a good idea for our case, because we don't want students coming back and changing their answers if they came in and were like, this teacher is terrible. We want to see that, We don't want them to come back and change that. So we made that an option. So right now, if multiple attempts is not turned on and they try to take the evaluation twice, they'll see a page that says, sorry, you've already taken this. You can't take it again. So we don't let them take it. I mean, that logic is there, so. Exactly. Yeah. We've been running this for just a few semesters, so we haven't got that far yet. We haven't got the feedback we need from the department chairs to know what the response rate is. We don't hand the templates to the faculty. We give them to the department chairs or their department chair's secretary or administrative assistant. But the teachers don't get that.
I meant the department chairs. So what does that give it? What does that give them? Can they go into your tool and then?
So. There was another module on that. It was course evaluation managers. So that gives, and because I'm a system admin, I see every single template we have, but they would only see theirs. And so they get, they see this, and this is their entry point. And then they would click on, for example, one of these. I can't do this because it's a test. I'm not in the right place, but they would click on that, and then they would see that manage template we saw earlier. So that's their entry point. Right now, we just give them the PDFs, and they can go in and go to each PDF. That's the thing. We don't. Once they have the files, they do whatever they want to with them. So, some of them have, yeah. And the ones that we talked to were very satisfied that, it was simple. They had all they wanted was the list, the questions, a summary, an aggregate summary of student responses, and that was it, and the comments.
So is that data kept in a table in the database?
Exactly. So
they could find it if they wanted to, or you could?
Yes, exactly. So that's why you have to select that global option to allow custom database objects, because we store all the data within the Blackboard database. I'm using the schema XML and all that to create those. So it is in the Blackboard database and custom tables. Well, that's the version that we are under right now. We were on 9.17, Service Pack 7, and this is 9.918, which we just recently, a few weeks ago, went to. So right now it's 9.18. And your other question... Now that's a good question. So, I don't have a Blackboard instance that's not community. So I've never tried it exactly. So if you go out there and you try it on and you guys don't have a community and you can send me some feedback. I'd be interested to know. Think that the module will be created. You won't be able to set roles.
That's
you'll be limited on the. Okay. Any other questions?
Source code available?
Yeah. Sure.
I believe it.
The source code is you know, I'm a big I have a long list, but not to tote or brag, you know. I have Ocelot. And so I go to the open source day, and those guys are fun to hang out with, and they're very into what they do, and they're strong proponents of open source, and so I am too. I like open source. It makes my job a lot easier when my boss says, "Hey, I need you to how could we do this?" And because, you know, things are open, I've been able to research and have that knowledge transfer and learn things that I wouldn't have otherwise been able to learn, or it would have taken me a lot longer. So yes, it is out there. You can go, if you have a Subversion client like Tortoise or something, you can go check it out. Hey, well, I hope you guys have a good stay in New Orleans, and I'm supposed to remind you about a leaving feedback about this session. So that's, you know, this is about feedback. So hopefully you'll leave me some feedback, and you know, if you have any beads, you could throw them up here. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to go down to Bourbon Street, but. Yeah, please leave some feedback, and thanks for coming.